Welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we went through all the Disney animated films in chronological order and talked about them. We went through Pixar. We went through DCOMs. But first, I am Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Rachel.
And now we're doing the DCOMs. See...
Yeah, you said we did DCOMs. I'm like, babe, we're still doing it.
Oh, we did the first... Wait, correction. We did the first year of DCOMs.
Ah, yes.
And now... Or, yes, and now we're in 2 years, maybe. And now we're in our second, third... You know what? There are 8,000 DCOMs. And
there's
I know I'm the
over
stats
100.
Okay. So, before we give it away, as if no one has looked at the title of the episode of this podcast... What do you all see in the vault today?
Nothing? Let's see what I see. I see a bunch of stuff. Mainly flags from other countries. That's what I see.
Oh, wow.
I see a giant American flag right in front of all of those other countries.
I see a bucket of hooves.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I must have missed that.
Oh,
I missed that.
Oh, you missed it. Yeah, it's big enough. So obviously, we got flags, we got a bucket of hooves. We are talking about
the luck of the Irish.
Had y'all seen this before?
Nope.
Yes.
All right, I have also seen it. Actually, I watched it this St. Patrick's Day, which was many months ago at this point, actually.
Yeah.
Do you watch it every St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, no, not religiously, but, you know, if I think of it, and also because Disney Plus existed this year, so I was like, I'm going to check it out. But, you know,
but it's like one of those, yeah. There's like, what other St. Patrick's Day movie is there?
The little
leprechaun.
What's it? It's like the littlest leprechaun, or there are a few. I remember.
There's also that horror movie, right?
Oh yeah, leprechaun. But that's, I would consider that a Halloween movie over a St. Patrick's
Day. There's like there is one that's, I want to say it's from like the 70s or maybe 80s that I remember my dad watching. That's very like kitschy and vintage looking about a leprechaun. Ooh. But I don't know, maybe that's the It's a Wonderful Life of
the kitschy little leprechaun.
What's the movie where Rachel McAdams goes to, no, one of those people,
Leap Year?
Amy,
Amy Adams.
That's
Leap Year. That's a very Irish movie.
That's an
well
Irish
it's just
movie.
Set in Ireland. Not necessarily the St. Patrick's.
Yes,
Patrick's
I
movies.
Love You has
what's-his-face in it.
She goes to Ireland at one point.
But he's Scottish, isn't he?
Damn. If there's anything I'm learning today is we need more St. Patrick's Day representation in our cinema.
I mean, there are so many storylines to be had, right? Mm-hmm. Like pots of gold, leprechauns, heavy foods.
How come Hollywood hasn't done a Lucky Charms movie yet?
I know, not yet.
You mean, oh, they should start to, you know, any, like, cartoon characters from serials would make really great movies. Are
they? Yeah, they should definitely have a General Mills extended universe, you know? Oh, the Avengers format.
Toucan Sam?
Toucan
take me to that world.
Sam, come on.
Hello?
Trix the Rabbit.
Hello?
Come on. Golden
Tony the Tiger.
Uh-huh.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, Tony the Tiger, obviously.
What's the Dracula one? Chocula. Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Wait, who's
a
hunk? Tony the Tiger?
Tony, what a hook.
Ooh. He's a Chris Hemsworth of the series.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you imagine Chris Hemsworth playing him but wearing tiger makeup?
Yeah.
I could. I want to. That's the only that's the only Tony the Tiger for me.
But better than cats, so it wouldn't be like CG, it would be like real makeup.
Yeah.
You know, let's get into some smart housekeeping about this movie because it also has a smart house connection.
Uh-huh.
So this is our 27th DCOM, and
dang,
the connection is Ryan Merriman, who plays Kyle, was what's his face in Smart House? Gosh, I can't remember his name.
Uh huh.
Jim.
No.
Trevor.
No.
Kevin.
No.
Dick.
No.
Okay, it's something like that. the original release of this movie was March 9th, 2001. I mean, as if they planned it for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. How about that? Written by Andrew Price, directed by Paul Hoen. I kind of looked if there was like it was there was base there was source material, but I assume it's just The Holiday.
Yeah.
Not the movie The Holiday, which is a fantastic film that I watch all the time.
How many times have you seen it in quarantine?
At least four. Once a week. I've played it at least five times. Yeah, I mean, that's not an exaggeration. I just love it. I just love it. I love
it's comforting.
It's so comforting. Mm-hmm. All the sweaters. I want all of the sweaters. All right. Anyway, sorry.
Not right now. It's too hot.
Oh, no. I would like to own them. I would not like to wear them right now, but I'll save them for a little later.
Yeah.
So, our cast is, as I said, Ryan Merriman as Kyle Johnson,
Woo!
Henry Gibson as Riley O'Reilly, Alexis Lopez Woo! As Bonnie Lopez, wow, same last name, Paul Kiernan as Bob Johnson / Robert Smith, Marita Geraghty, this looks Gaelic, as Kate O'Reilly Johnson / Kate Smith. I say that because I have a Gaelic last name, which is very hard to pronounce because there are extra letters in it. or the wrong letters in my name.
No, Claire, your last name is correct.
It's all wrong. It's totally wrong. It is correct, but it's hard to get right off the bat. Glendon Chapman as Russell Holloway.
Chapman!
Tim.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's Chatman with a T.
Oh.
But maybe he's your cousin.
He spelled Chapman wrong. Chapman wrong.
Timothy Amundsen as Seamus McTiernan.
Yeah. This guy is the detective from Psych.
Yeah.
Which I lost because I'm a big Psych head.
Are you?
Oh, yes. I love Psych. Psych is so good. Shout out to Ryan Duncan, who introduced me to Psych. I'm a big fan. I've watched the whole series maybe twice back to back, which I never do. But he's so good in Psych. And boy, oh boy, he's in this movie, too.
Yeah.
And the grandpa is from The Burbs. Dr. Kopeck.
Oh, yes, yes. And he, some fun facts we have. One fun fact about Henry Gibson, who is the grandpa, is that he famously played a leprechaun in an episode of Bewitched 30 years earlier.
Yeah.
So that's a fun little sort of crossover Easter egg. Yeah. And on its premiere, this was the highest rated Disney Channel original movie ever.
Whoa.
And it airs on Disney every St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
I mean, you know, at the time, it was number 27.
Everyone's people were excited. Ryan Merriman from Smart House.
Yes, they were like, I'm watching this. I love leprechauns. I love Smart House. I'm pumped.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this is one of the movies, just because I didn't have Disney Channel back in the day, but this was one of the movies that permeated, like, the Disney Channel bubble. Like, people were talking about this movie, so I was very aware of the luck of the Irish.
Yeah, that's what you said before, which is surprising to me because, I don't know, I think maybe it is, not to use this word too much, but, like, it's a kitsch factor to it. There's, like, a novelty, you know?
Right, yeah. And I think because, like, basketball was huge. And
so many basketball movies.
You know, people love basketball.
I think
and
there's
the kid
also
from Smart House is like, you know, he's a legend. He's a DCOM legend.
Yeah. I think also there's like a magical aspect to it, which is something you expect from Disney. So
yeah, that is fun. It's fun when they kind of set things up and then sort of deliver on the magic stuff. We like to see it. It's like a magic trick, you know? You set up, you deliver, and then the prestige at the end. Great movie.
I just wanted
to talk about the prestige. Yeah.
Shout out to the prestige.
Sebastian Bale.
Shout out to Christian Bale, Hugh Jackman, Chris.
These people
Nolan.
Don't get enough love. Shout out to little nobody named Hugh.
Scarlett Jackman. Johansson.
Oh yeah, who? Never heard of her.
This girl, you know.
Nah, I heard she's Asian. Just kidding. She's never apologized.
Oh, that's so strange that she has not done that. Do you have any opening thoughts? As if we haven't already been having opening thoughts.
Nah.
I think we could just go right into
dive
it.
Into this pile of gold.
Let's jiggy. Let's get jiggy with it.
Yeah, let's jig on in. Let's Irish step down.
Irish jig. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, Will Smith? What?
Will Smith can come too.
I wish he was in this movie.
In the remake, he'll play the genie.
Yeah.
So we open up on a school assembly. Everybody's different, but you know what? We all have a heritage.
Wait a second. Everyone, get out your bingo cards because this movie is full of it.
Oh, this is like the quick. I literally was watching this movie and checking things off on the DCOM bingo.
Oh my that gosh.
I need to give this person a shout out because they yeah. really pulled the.
I will say through. They put, talk about Disney cruises, and I don't think I've talked about them until right now on this season.
It's okay. That's a challenging square to get.
Yeah,
it is okay. a challenging square.
Well, there you go, Disney Cruise. Love it.
I wish we had a soundboard because then we could play sound effects. Pew, and pew, so pew. For the bingo, we would have something, and right. you know, we'd have sound effects.
Here, I know. Every time something happens that's on the bingo card, I'll go do 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 do, which is the Disney Channel.
Oh, I love that. So. Here's so one of our vultures named Jay, at Jay underscore Danielle, Jay with two A's, made a cool little Inside the Disney Vault bingo card for us to do.
Wonderful. Like, it had things on there that I didn't even realize are definitely worth spaces.
It was great. Yeah. It was fantastic. So we're going to play along with the bingo card. You guys, we retweeted it on our Instagram at ITDV. Podcast. So you guys can print out this bingo card and play along, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. And feel free to, you know, add more entries because bingo cards are supposed to be different, right?
That's yeah, because then we'll all win at the same time. Also, I think the second hardest square to get is Oscar seen it because we notoriously know that Oscar has seen no DCOM.
It's tricky.
There might be a DCOM down the line that I might have seen before.
Ooh, intriguing.
I won't spoil anything, but maybe we'll see.
I have to figure out how to get a soundboard. It'd be so fun to be like pew pew pew, pew pew pew. All right, so are you saying we already have something to scratch off our bingo?
We 100% yeah.
immediately voiceover.
Yep. We got that narration. And as a matter of fact, we got another one because Rachel did talk about a Disney cruise talking about not talking about having a Disney cruise.
Cruise. Wow. Wait. But that also, because I said that whenever I talk about Disney cruise, I have another sound I do.
I'm going to record these and put them on our sound box.
Thank you.
Soundboard.
Like yeah.
There's... Oh, okay. I was trying to do something here, but it's not worth doing right now. All right. So, Kyle is Minnie. He's a wee little man and then... Or slash boy child person. And then he says, what if I'm the only person who doesn't have a heritage? And we find out that this whole sequence was a dream. And it's time to get ready for the game. So,
well, there is also like a lot of people in the audience who are wearing stereotypical things for different heritages, and it was weird to see.
Oh yeah,
yes.
That kid, I clocked a kid all the way in the back. This is way later in the movie, towards the end. No spoilers, but wearing a
please
sombrero,
don't spoil this sombrero.
Just a sombrero.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you clocked that too, Rachel?
Yeah.
It was like so distracting. I'm like. And he did not look like he was having fun. He was like, some PA put this thing on my head and told me to just sit here.
Yeah.
This ain't cute. I don't like this.
Yeah. Also, there was like that, the sombrero, and then like maybe like some kind of a Native American thing. But there was like really no Asian representation in that audience at all.
No.
I was like, there's so many different Asians that you could have put. But whatever. Okay.
Well, do we even have much Asian representation in DCOMs besides the iconic Brenda
Johnny's,
song?
Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we had Rip Girls, but that was fake. Cause she was
we were bamboozled.
She was supposed to be Hoppa, but she's not.
It's crazy how bad representation is even when they think they're representing people. Like, maybe that's a stupid statement, but you know what I mean? They're like, look, we have two different races. We're diverse. But it's like,
yeah,
like, what? Walk out on the street. Like, look what? I mean, yeah. Like, maybe in some cities it's not like that, obviously. But
I mean,
like,
granted, this was 2001 when people, I mean, people were pissed and talking about it, but nobody was hearing nobody back then.
Yeah. It's so... and it's just so, I mean, yeah, it's so weird because I'm like, that didn't ever look like my city or my town, but you know, you buy into that little world that they create on screen because that's just all you have to look at. Anyway, let's go. Let's see. Okay, so he thinks he might be the only person who doesn't have a heritage, and we find out this whole sequence was a nightmare, and he's getting ready for his big game, and we meet his parents. His dad's like super zealous about the game, and he asks them about his heritage, and they get really weird, and they say, we're from Cleveland, we're American, that's all the heritage we need, which at this moment in time,
that was so weird. I was like,
it's also like especially jarring now. Oof, to be like, oh god, that's all we want to be known by is that.
Yeah,
okay.
But also we have another mom who's making weird things in the kitchen.
Oh my god, yes, thank you for saying that.
But they kind of like, I know what they were like, they were trying to be like, ew, gross, health food, but they didn't nail it as hard as they normally do.
Yeah, especially because we've seen that before. We've seen that trope. The 13th year mom, it's like, so nailed funny. That hard. And then this was just such a weak slap. At first, I was like, is this, like, an Irish thing? Because, like, her game was like, I'm going to do Irish things.
You know,
but I
the
didn't...
90, or well, I guess this was the 2000s, but I noticed the 90s were all about bashing healthy eating and making fun of, like, spinach or whatever. Like, I just watched Step by Step, and there was a whole episode where the premise was, like, wouldn't it be crazy if we, like, put vegetables in our dinner? And, like, they were eating, like, the wildest things just for the sake of calling them gross. And I was like, it's so funny, because that was a thing, though, or, like, you know, making fun of vegetarians even before, like, vegans were a thing. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what it was assumed at this point, that we kind of, like, understood the joke of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But what was she? It was, like, pasta, and I think tofu was in there, like, surrounded by lettuce leaves or whatever.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. All that carbs. I mean, I don't know if that's healthy
eating. That just
looked
like a salad, and they lined the bowl with cabbage for some reason. I guess maybe to hint at the
cabbage
the
coming. Cabbage. So we see that Kyle has a lucky coin. What?
Oh,
sorry,
winking.
I was just winking at the camera.
Oh. Okay, so Kyle has a lucky coin, and he's made it to the basketball playoffs, and we cut to the quarterfinals basketball game, and he's the reason they're going to state. So he's like their all-star player, and he made the final basket. And everything's going his way. He's such a lucky guy. And this Bonnie asks him about his heritage, and he kind of shirks it. And she's like, everybody has a heritage, but he just straight up doesn't know his heritage, which is pretty wild. He, like, doesn't know any country.
Well, because his parents don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Parents are like, we're from here. Haha, stop talking.
But also, that's like a very white thing, I think, is like, we're white, we're American. You know what I mean?
I mean, it is kind of weird because, like, I know I am half Irish for sure, like, from Ireland. And the other half, I don't really know. It is just kind of like a grab bag mix of, like, probably, like, Russia and stuff. So, like, maybe I'm proving the point that it's not that weird that he doesn't know.
Well, it's just like when you grew up in America and you're white, you're just considered American, I think. Whereas everyone else is always questioned, where are you from?
Right.
Yeah.
But
no, where are you
really
from?
There are the white people that are like, I'm German, Danish, Scottish.
Yeah. I mean, like, of course, like, if you're Jewish or whatever, you're like, I'm Jewish, you know, or something like that. Or
I am also Jewish, but Jewish is both a race and a religion, so it gets confusing.
Yeah. So,
you know, I got to do a genealogy test.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he doesn't know what's going on. And, it's true. But, like, I guess it's like he's never thought of it before. Which makes sense. Yeah, I guess it all makes sense because it wasn't until this year where they had his Heritage Day that he's had to think about it. So he takes a test, and it's clear that he's just guessing on the test because the teacher's reprimanding him as he's taking it. And the teacher's like, don't just guess. I'll know. But he guesses and gets them all right. And they have their giant salad for dinner that we talked about. And Kyle asks if he tries to, like, you know, weave into the conversation about his heritage. He's like, so is this an old family recipe? And they get really weird again. Very suspect.
Yeah, this was really sus, because then later it gets real creepy.
The
camera
strange.
Angles were so odd. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, here? They just keep saying, like, we're from Ohio. We're from America. But
well,
like,
there's, like, if you're on TikTok at all, there's this girl who's, like, investigating. Like, she found this picture of her from before she was born. Like, it's dated before she was told that she was born. And so she's like, everyone's like, you were kidnapped. So, like, this reminds me of that, where it's like, these parents are very, like, there's just conspiracy theories that she was kidnapped or whatever because she found this picture that's dated before she was told that she was born.
Oh, I think I saw that. But yeah. In the comments is, like, sometimes the cameras are wrong.
Off,
like,
yeah, you put in a date, and so sometimes they're off. But, like, this was, like, if this was me now, I'd be like, why are these parents so weird about where they come from?
Yeah, this was some weird reverse Get Out sort
also,
of situation.
Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't they just be, like, Ireland?
Because they can't.
They don't want to even hint at it. But also,
so like talk about Ireland, it. I must be a leprechaun.
Yeah, but also we later we would find out, yeah, obviously, but we still never find out where the dad is from.
Yeah, that, I was wondering, I was like, does that storyline ever come together?
For the sequel, wait
yeah,
for
we'll
the
get,
sequel.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Luck of the Transylvanian, that's the sequel.
Oh my gosh, they could get two holiday movies out of this.
Yeah.
So, okay, at school, Kyle needs the dun-dun-dun-dun internet to find out what they might be hiding. So he goes to the computer lab and uses one of those sweet old school Macs.
Great to see those colorful Macs, all the different colors. I remember I wanted those so bad.
Yeah. Yes. And so Bonnie comes in and she's like ragging on him. And she's like, move over. I'm good at Ancestry.com. I'll help you.
Well, no. Okay. So this is where I'm like, this is weird. So his last name is Johnson, right? So, like, a very popular name. He just Googles Johnson. That's all he Googles to find out his own.
It was 2001. There weren't that many searches.
Yeah, back in the day, there was like, only four websites.
It was, like, Johnson & Johnson and some, like, Johnson,
like,
law firm.
There's so many Johnsons in the world. You think you're every Johnson? I don't know. It's just so weird.
Yeah, so she's like, scoot over, I can do this. But he literally has no info to give her. He knows nothing about his parents, and it gets weirder that day after school because he's looking through his dad's yearbook, and his dad has a different name, which is Bob Smith.
Kidnapped.
So the dad was kidnapped?
Oh my God, I totally forgot this, like, weird backstory about the dad.
It
just so much was happening
to fruition, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't really make sense,
like, at all.
Like were they setting something up that just never got paid off?
They do kind of explain it later, but it's like a thing where, like, they had to change their last name so no one could find them. But
so weird.
I don't know. Yeah, well, they do briefly mention it later, and I guess I'll...
Seems like, overcomplicating it. Yeah. So he's playing basketball with his friend. He keeps making these crazy shots, and so his friend's name is Russell, and Russell's like, you're the luckiest guy in school because of that lucky charm that you have. So I like that
he's so lucky.
he just calls it out, yeah. He's so lucky. He's got a charm. This is the first talk of luck. 13 minutes.
Check it off your bingo card. Claire sings. Claire sings.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Does it count if I do the jingle? So we get the first talk of luck 13 minutes into this movie, which I guess for, an hour and 25 minute movie is pretty far in. But I don't know. We're getting the exposition out.
I just want to call it real quick that my favorite movie about luck is actually the Lindsay Lohan one with Chris Pine.
Just my luck.
What?
Have you seen that movie?
Not at all. She's made two movies in my eyes. Freaky Friday, what? Mean Girls.
The Parent Trap?
No, I've never seen that movie. And I Know Who Killed Me. That's it.
What?
Lindsay Lohan has only made three movies in her entire life.
Wow. Well, we'll get to another one.
Oh, really? She makes... Oh, I guess she's a Disney Channel star, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, okay. So, his coin, he's got his coin, and he's, like, looking at the little design. He's like, oh, I thought it was Chinese, which is like, what?
I know.
It's a face. It's clearly a face. But you know,
yeah, the writers were like, that's our Asian representation right there.
Yeah, someone mistaking something for Asian.
Good job.
Yeah.
So, all right. So he's like, oh, maybe my mom is Irish because they see the emblem from his necklace that's on a poster for an Irish festival.
Yeah, called the Luck of the Irish.
The Luck of the Irish. Mark that.
That's right.
So yes, the Luck of the Irish festival. I mean, also, is it St. Patrick's Day at this point in time?
I don't know. Well, they're just having a festival? At a basketball tournament, which basketball is like a spring sport, right?
Yeah, okay. They say March Madness.
Or at least within the 3 months surrounding St. Patrick's Day. Right. So,
I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe he says, maybe I'm Irish. Okay, and also then there's this huge Irish fair, and I don't know if y'all remember, but this is when Lord of the Dance was super hot.
Michael Flatley.
Lord of the Dance.
Michael Flatley, my babies.
A&E. Bravo, whatever those channels are, they would stream these concerts, world tour, Irish step dancing. I was like, whoa, that's cool. That's my heritage. Should I learn to Irish step dance? Maybe.
I actually did
learn how to Irish step dance in college.
Really?
Yeah, because I did an Irish step dance number, and so I had to learn it, and it was really cool. I mean, I don't remember how to do it at
Seems
all.
Seems cool and very sweaty. Yeah.
But it was great. It was really fun. It's like tap dancing, just with high kicks.
Yeah, straight leg stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Straight back.
Yeah, a lot of straight.
High kicks.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was also around the time of Bewitched. Sorry, just
the
making
50s?
That connection.
No.
The girl group,
say
sorry.
You
oh. Which,
say you will.
Say you will. Because I was thinking how they have like an Irish like... There's like a breakdown in the bridge of that song that's like very Irish step dancey.
Whoa, hold on a second. Y'all just said Bewitched, which was the group that the girl was watching in the music video for Smart House.
Yes. But also Bewitched was where the grandpa was a leprechaun. We're in the Matrix. We're in the Matrix.
Thinking lady meme.
Or like my mental like serial killer pin board with like strings, newspaper clippings.
Everything's related because we're in the Matrix.
I mean, it's in the same universe, right?
Yeah.
So they're at this Irish fair and they happen to have coins like his. And this old man pops in and asks him about his shoes. And he's like, oh, Boyle, do you make those yourself? And he's like, what is this man talking about? These are basketball shoes. And then we see Seamus McTiernan, Saint of the Step.
Oh, man. I lost my mind when I saw him. I really did. I love him so much. I think he's so great.
What did you think of this character?
It was so funny because he's... His accent is bad.
It's just, well, like, everything about this character is ridiculous. He just, like, comes in. I mean, he's clearly trying to be Michael Flatley.
Right.
And he's, like, making a speech. I don't even remember what his speech is. He's just like, back in the day, Irish. Okay, there's so many speeches about Irish people's struggles in this, which obviously is real. Good. I'm happy to hear it, but. But, I don't understand why everyone's so preoccupied with that in this film.
Because the writer is Kyle's. Irish, probably. And it's like, we struggle too.
I mean, write what you know, I guess. You know, so kudos to that.
Yeah.
But that also, you know, you could talk. I don't really have a point. Anyway, so, so he's just this like smarm machine, and all of a sudden Kyle knows how to Irish step dance.
Well, it's like magic. They're making him dance so that they can. I feel like they're doing this so they can find out who's a leprechaun in the audience, right?
Oh, so they can target
them to steal their luck.
Ooh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this creepy guy, like, runs into him and
switches his coins.
Yeah, but does it as if he's like, oh, top of the morning, like, here's a necklace, kind of like he's like laying him a la, you know, Hawaiian lay, but swaps it out. And, you know, Kyle doesn't know that, but then the next morning, Ryan wakes up and he stubs his toe. He goes downstairs. Mom's hair is all crazy and different. And she's cooking meat. Tubs of meat.
Sausage is one of the things, which is...
Blood sausage, bangers and mash, the black and white sausage. There's the, oh, what did she... bean and coal cannon. For lunch, that was like the bucket of hooves and hooves. Beans. So she has an Irish brogue now, and she's like, you know what, Kyle, I'm gonna tell you, we're Irish. And Dad starts freaking out and changes the subject. And then Kyle has an unlucky day montage, and again, voiceover.
There it is. It's another check on the bingo card.
Kyle sucks at basketball now. He used to be able to touch the rim. Now he can't even touch the net. Bonnie confronts him, and she's like, you know what, Kyle? Like, everything is easy for you. You live a charmed life because you're a white male in America. And he's like, I don't understand.
I struggle a lot.
Yeah, he's like, I don't get what you're saying. And so at the game, Kyle sucks. But they still do manage to win it because a different kid,
Dean,
does well.
Dean, not just a different kid. Dean, come on, Claire.
Dean, yeah.
Throw respect on Dean's name.
Dean has like 100 lines in this movie. How could I forget? So Kyle wakes up. He's shorter. Everyone at school hates him because he did so badly at the basketball game. And he finds out his necklace is made of metal. Not gold, because in science class they're learning about metal and magnets, and it's very appropriate. And also his friend Russell is very smart at science.
I love Russell. Russell is one of my favorite
MVP
characters.
Russell's great.
I love Russell. I think Russell is the coolest.
So Bonnie needs to talk to Kyle to apologize for what she said. She was like, I'm so sorry, I said your life was easy. And he also is like, what, you said that?
Well, she's like, I'm sorry, I called you lazy. And he's like, you didn't say lazy.
He's like, you didn't say lazy, but
that's what you meant,
right? Yeah, that's what she meant, because as we, you know, understood, he didn't even get like what she was saying. Like, yeah, his life is just easy, it just comes to him. So now Kyle's tips are red. It looks like he just frosted the tips and dyed them red, but no, this is leprechaun hair. Don't you get it twisted.
Yeah.
And he also starts speaking with a little brogue. He goes home and his mom is full leprechaun. And by full leprechaun, I mean tiny.
Like, too tiny. Leprechauns aren't supposed to be small.
Really? But they're supposed to be able to, like, fit under mushrooms and stuff, right?
Are they? How tall are leprechauns supposed to be?
Guys.
All I know about leprechauns is from the horror movie starring Jennifer Aniston.
Knee-high to a toad's eye. Is that the phrase?
That's varying degrees of height.
Look, I don't know because I've never seen one.
True. Wait. Jennifer Aniston movie?
The leprechaun movie?
She's in that?
Claire, yeah.
Oh, what?
That was her first movie ever.
You think I've seen Leprechaun?
Leprechaun is Jennifer Aniston's first movie. Check it out.
I haven't seen it. Sorry, I only know her from Friends On. Okay.
That's when he thinks that it was the guy that talked about shoes at the Luck of the Irish.
And mom's like, mom's like, don't worry about it. As long as the O'Reillys have their luck, they can pass as human. And you have our luck around your neck. And he's like, uh-oh, the lucky coin is uh-oh, uh-oh, mm-hmm. whoa-oh. And mom...
And that's when we find out that, like, the guy with the shoes is actually the mom's dad, a.k.a. his grandpa.
Yes, and they're yeah. a little and estranged.
That's why they changed their last name, because they were trying to disappear so he couldn't find them.
Even though they all live in the same town.
Same, yeah, huh? It just... I don't know. It was a little too reachy plot-wise. Yeah. Like, the plot also, is there, and these are the people.
Yeah, because it's like, clearly don't get along, so why would the grandpa try to find them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't they just all mind their own business?
It seemed like they did.
Yeah. Maybe the grandpa wasn't looking for them, but the luck brought him close to his family and didn't even know it.
Oh, because part of the luck is that they have to bond.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The bond of the Irish.
Why are we writing this movie?
We do a lot of work for the DCOMs. We do a lot of rewrites. You know, we're here, we're ready, we're able to work. So we find out that the grandpa, aka the old man, aka Riley O'Reilly.
Because of course.
I'm like, should I feel offended by that? I don't. It's just silly. Grandpa owns a potato chip factory. And it's called Emerald Isle. And mom goes off. Okay, so they go there in the car. And mom goes off again on the injustices toward the Irish people and how they struggled and had a hard time. And dad and Kyle go in looking for the grandpa. And they get thrown out. Like, literally thrown out. Woo! By the security. So then we find
luckily,
which ironically, they have a little bit of luck even though they don't have their luck. Bonnie is there with the Young Achievers field trip, and they're getting a tour of the factory. So Kyle sneaks onto the tour, and Bonnie's at first mad that he's there because he's not a Young Achiever, because as we know, she thinks he's worth shit. And Kyle explains why he's there, and she like buys it pretty quickly that his family is leprechauns and he's lost his luck, so, which is fun because we don't need to waste time with her.
Yeah,
you know,
and also people are chasing him, so she's like, oh yeah, I believe that something's going on.
Yeah. So yeah, security chases after them, and then finally in the basement somewhere, Riley O'Reilly arrives, and now Kyle has pointed ears as well, and Grandpa didn't know. Oh, so. We think Grandpa stole the coin, but we then find out that he didn't know that the coin was stolen. No. So,
plot twist.
Plot twist. Who has it? And Kyle happens to mention Seamus McTiernan, and Grandpa knows he's a fake and knows he stole the luck. So Grandpa goes out to the car, and by some strange stretch of physics, she punches him in the face, even though she's 6 inches tall and he's like outside of the car.
I mean, they still have magic. We see it later.
That's true. They do have some strange little like abilities that are magical that they just pass up. They're like, yeah, we're leprechauns, which is very similar to the vampire stuff in Mom's Gonna Date with the Vampire, where it's like, yeah, I'm a vampire.
Yeah, of we course needed I can... this to move the plot along.
Yeah. Of course so... I can do this thing you've never heard that vampires can do. So
it's because they're so little, so their muscles are so dense. So, you know, they still have they have the same mass in their normal height, but since everything is sort of condensed, it's all muscle. So when she punches someone, of course, that's going to be knocked out.
Or it's like they're like ants where they're super strong. Mm-hmm. So like ants can punch you.
Definitely. And knock a couple of ants have knocked me to the floor, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That there's truth in that for sure.
It's like how Ant-Man can beat people up when he's that tiny.
Ooh. Right.
Or Flick from A Bug's Life.
Yeah, hello.
I would lose a fight with Flick for sure.
For sure. I've tried.
So Bonnie decides she's gonna go with Seamus to find going with the family to find Seamus. So she Then we find out that she wanted to play basketball, but the Achievers looks better on an application. So, you know, she's
got a little... Yeah, her dad is really controlling.
She's got a little Troy Bolton-Gabriella combo thing going
on. Oh, we don't know yet.
Oh, you'll know later. You'll know. You'll meet them later. But, you know, she's conflicted. She wants to play basketball, but she's got to do the brainy stuff. So Russell runs into Kyle and the crew, and they happen to be in a convertible, fortunately.
I know, fancy.
Because Russell jumps in the car. He's like, uninvited.
Hey, what's up? Literally. I also was worried that he was going to jump in and sit on the mom. Was anyone else worried?
No, I was just worried about personal space. That's, I'm like, so dude, you are too close to everyone.
So funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the mom, she could have been in the back, but she's in the front. I think she's on, like, the center console. She's in the front,
yeah. And he sees her. And that's how he's like, wait a second.
Well, and also he gets in the car and then he's like, yo, dude, it's that old man from the fair. It's
like, except with a beard.
Also, why are you like narrating this out loud after you took it upon yourself to jump into the car?
Because we need to hear that. As an audience, we don't know what's going on. So yeah. Russell was our narrator. He was holding our hand. Like,
you're right.
A great character that he is.
Yeah.
The voice of the audience. Yeah. And he goes, whoa, what? And then, of course, is part of the team. So, they chase after Seamus's RV because, you know, classic leprechaun travel method, RV.
Well, so, it's scary because the dad gets to, he like goes to the RV to scoop out or like spot the pot of gold or whatever. And that's when Seamus pops out of nowhere. Scary. Yeah.
And the dad does see the pot of gold.
Yeah. And he almost runs him over.
I thought he did, actually.
Yeah. And but then, yeah. And then this they start the car chase, which lot. Then they end up losing a tire, and then they don't have a spare because, you know, they've always had luck.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And in this little sequence, Kyle says that he's not going to the basketball game because he was never good at basketball. He was just lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, so sad. So they lose the tie. But Bonnie keeps saying, like, luck isn't everything. Basketball isn't everything. Sports isn't everything. It's like, okay, what is everything, girl? Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Being American is everything, because then it starts raining, and then she gives this speech about, listen, we're Americans. We have to pick ourselves up from our bootstraps and fight, okay? That's our God-given right as Americans.
Yes, everybody has bad luck, it was but you very can make it better.
It was very Independence Day.
Yeah, and then also in this moment, they talk about how the Irish came over to America and they took the jobs that no one wanted and they got paid very little. But then, what's the friend's name?
Russell.
But
Russell.
Then Russell is like, well, at least you got paid, which was...
Yes! Thank you! Yeah. Oh, Rachel, I'm so glad you caught that.
Yeah, yes. Which was a slight, hey, my people weren't even paid. They were slave labor.
Yeah, check that.
Yeah.
Check that.
That's when I was like, thank you, Russell. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's amazing. Why Russell is the best character in this movie.
Because it's like the Irish people are like, oh, like, we struggled so much. And it's like, yeah, but other people were struggling too, you know. And we'll talk about their stories in 2020.
Yeah, we just have to wait a little longer.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that moment was amazing. And I love the dad was also like,
Yeah. He's like, yeah. The dad was making great facials this whole movie.
This dad. Also, him like scurrying to the RV was very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if this guy had clowning training or something, but
he was very
this
funny.
Dude was
the word
funny.
Scurrying is just like anything that can be described.
That's the best way to describe it. He was like,
that's what I'm saying. But like, anything described by that word is amazing.
I like when what's his face is like, are my ears really bad? And the dad looks back and he's like, no. And then he turns back and he's like, oh boy.
What a ham.
Yeah.
What a ham.
It's like, he's funny. I can understand why this mom likes him.
Yeah, this very hot mom. Yeah. Oh my God. Magical hot mom. Are you kidding me?
Her hair is gorgeous. Mom. When he's like, what's wrong with your hair? I was like, that's Merida hair.
That's Merida hair.
Yeah. Yeah, what's wrong with it? What did you finally do right to it?
Yeah. What a good
So they find a rainbow and they plan to go to the end of it. And Russell's like, you can't go to the end. There is no end of the rainbow. It's just refracted light. But then lo and behold, they find the RV at the end of the rainbow.
Well,
and
I like this moment, too, because the grandpa's like, what are you, a scientist? And Russ is like, I would like to be one day.
Yeah. And gets shut down. Yeah, he's like, well, enough. This isn't your movie.
He's
enough.
Like, I'm a leprechaun. Yeah, this movie's about leprechauns, okay? Leprechaun logic only. So the guys, Seamus and crew, are partying and singing at a restaurant, literally singing Molly Malone. I mean, all they do is like straight up Irish
things, right?
Stereotypes. I know. Yes.
It's like, where is this place? Is there only like one Irish pub in the whole town and they just go there all the time?
They found it. Yeah. So, okay. So they get into the safe on the RV and Grandpa magics it open and does, oh, it's a leprechaun thing.
Yeah.
And, and it's like, okay, is it? And then Kyle finds his coin. It is now. So Kyle has like a connection to the coin and he knows which one is his. But then Grandpa wants to steal more of the gold. And Kyle's like, ah, Grandpa, you are shady. You can't do that.
And then they fight for like 40 minutes about whether or not.
I mean, so unnecessary. What? Why? Oh, no. It's like, why is this important? What?
But then amidst all this, the spirit of Seamus comes into the RV and abducts the grandpa.
Is there something grabs about bad beard. CGI on the bingo card? Because bum, 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 no,
but yeah, that was, it's not on the list, but damn, it should be.
Yeah.
We'll put it on our next card. Mm-hmm. So Kyle knows that if you make a bet with a leprechaun, they basically like, are gonna take it. So
I think
Kyle
this was when you watch this live on the premiere, I think right after they steal the grandpa, this was like a commercial break, and it was like weirdly the music was like weirdly sad, like his grandpa died or something like that, because it was like they just had a breakthrough where the grandpa's like, you just said that you're Irish. You know what? I don't need this pot of gold. You just like, you know, like owned up to being a leprechaun, and like they were having like a breakthrough moment, and that's when the guy comes and steals the grandpa, and then there's like sad music, and I think this was a commercial break, so it was like, oh no, is grandpa died or something? And then, like immediately though, he goes to open the door, and there's the grandpa. So it's like, it was such a weird moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes those cuts are a little jarring. So Kyle makes a bet with Seamus, and he says, you know, like, if I can beat you at some games, then, you'll give me my grandpa back. Sports.
Because he's like, I'm going to beat you at something. And he's like, what, video games? Because, of course, 2001, video games were brand new. So he's like, what, video games? He's like, no, sports.
Yeah. So they're transported to the Triwizard Tournament from Harry Potter, and they're all wearing like plaid and hats, and there's like torches,
fire burning fire.
I was like fire wood sticks. we are clearly in like not just Ireland, but like ancient Ireland, and we're playing some like really ancient games, and you know. They end up tying in this little sequence.
But these games are weird because it's like the first one is like a weird, it's an actual game because these are all based on real games from an ancient Irish sort of like Olympics that was going on.
Yeah.
Because we find out that Seamus has a way with twisting words around because sports, you were thinking like, oh, basketball, baseball. Nope. We're going to go old school with this. Yeah. And most of their sports is just throwing heavy shit. That's all it was. They threw a wheel.
Yeah.
They threw a stone. It's like, oh.
One was
really
running.
Measuring the same thing.
One was running. And one was step dancing.
Yeah, actually. One was dancing. And What's-His-Face did a break dance, right?
Oh, yes. He's like, I'm doing dance my way.
Yeah.
This guy loves dancing. This actor, because he did his own dancing in Smart House.
I wanted him to do some Slam Dunk the Funk.
Yeah.
So he makes another bet, and he says that if he can beat Seamus at basketball with no luck, then his grandpa will be free, and if not, he'll be Seamus's slave. And it's like, okay, what gives him the confidence?
Yeah, and then he's like, if I win, you have to go to the shore, to my father's place.
Erie.
The shores of Erie. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink.
Not to be confused with Era.
Yeah, we'll put a pin on that,
though. Yeah, we'll put a pin on it.
Put a pin on it. Yeah, so they make another bet, and he's confident, even though I don't know why, because he was bad at basketball with no luck. To the point where he said he wasn't going to play basketball.
Well,
anymore.
He had to make some kind of bet because he lost. He tied with Sheamus during the games, which is why Sheamus was like, you said you would beat me, which is why I get your luck. And so he has to do something in order to get him to agree to another bet. And like, yeah.
So he's got to do what he's got to do. Smash cut to the state championship that he said he wasn't going to, but now he's there. And Russell is there with him too. And Sheamus is wearing Kyle's luck around his neck. And he's playing disguised as a normal high schooler. So we're in sort of like a different dimension, but kind of not.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, I don't know. Presumably, we've entered the game that really does happen.
Yeah. And the grandpa is sitting on the basketball hoop.
He's chained. Yeah, he's like chained to it. And... yeah, so there's like a weird alternate dimension where some of these things are visible to normal people, but some are not. So Sheamus turns... okay, so there's like a basketball game happens, yada, yada, yada. Sheamus
it was
turns
weird.
In-
there's nothing like... it's so awkward to see grown men play basketball in... I mean, this image right here.
Yeah.
That's behind me. These grown-ass men
against
playing
kids.
Basketball with children was like so... I was like, this is the weirdest part.
Yeah, I was like, you guys are sad. So Sheamus turns into Teen Wolf, and in the last second, Russell scores the winning basket. So look at that. We didn't need dumb Kyle's luck.
Russell.
We needed Russell.
The grandpa gives Russell a coin and tells him that it's lucky, and then that's when he's like, hey, that's not a lucky coin. He's like, don't tell him that. He needs confidence.
He needs confidence.
The old placebo.
Yeah.
Yep, it works.
So, cut to empty gym. So, this is, again, it's like, it just, everyone just disappears magically. And Grandpa is like, you lost, Sheamus. He beat you fair and square. And Sheamus is like, okay, fine, no big deal. I've got like a pot of gold on my bus/RV. But then, do you want to take
he's
your
like,
pin out?
I'll still be the kings of the leprechauns in Ireland.
He's like, uh-uh.
And by the way, you mispronounced Airy. It's Airy, not Eerie.
It's Wingardium Leviosa, not Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah. And that's
this
when
is all Harry Potter.
He's like, no. My dad's from Cincinnati. Is it? No.
My dad.
Ohio.
Yes, Ohio. Ohio.
Yeah. So he's like,
Ohio.
Oh, what? Yeah. And then he like turns into a tiny person and flies through the air to Ohio.
It's just like the Drew Carey opening when he's like, Ohio. And then, he flies off. You don't remember that? The end of Drew Carey.
Drew Carey had a
the
show.
Drew Carey
yeah.
show?
Yes. Yeah. With the girl with the... the blue eyeshadow.
That's Mimi.
Mimi with the...
I'm first.
Uh-huh.
Mimi.
The first Mimi I knew.
The drag queen, yes. I mean, actually, she kind of was a drag queen on that show, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So he goes to Ohio. Lol, sorry. You
Ohio.
Didn't listen.
That's another Asian representation. Ohio is... Japanese for hello.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's true.
Oh goodness. I'm so glad that they that
Ohio
yeah.
gozaimasu. He's like, hello.
This movie is
good
super
morning.
Diverse.
Good
You're
morning.
Right.
Yeah.
So Grandpa saves Bonnie from her dad's wrath by saying she's in a scholarship program, and that's what she was doing. But they want her to be more well-rounded, so it'd be really cool if she could, like, play a sport or something. And Dad's like, oh, don't worry, she'll play basketball.
Yeah.
So, wow, that was a fun little tidbit that we didn't even know Grandpa
also,
was paying attention to.
I don't think we ever, like, he doesn't really get much whatever, but he does get time, movie time. But I love Russell's dad, too. Seems so supportive.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he was, like, sitting next to him in the crowd in the like earlier on in the beginning, and then I don't remember.
He was eating the chips. I remember him doing like a fun little chip
the
bag
Emerald
bit.
Yeah.
Yes, to show this town freaking loves Emerald Isle potato chips.
Yeah.
Okay. So we cut to the cultural heritage festival. A lot of pro-America propaganda. going on.
It was so funny. Because he does a step dancing to celebrate his Irish heritage, which, first of all, come on. I know. I learned this. Because that was some loose back work, I gotta say. That shit was just tap dancing.
Tap dancing, yeah, I was guessing. And then also, he's wearing a gray shirt, so when he lifts his arm, you see...
Oh, the sweat. Oh, my God.
And I was like...
See, he was working.
I was like, yeah, but wardrobe could have put him in something. Also, he was just wearing a regular t-shirt. Everyone else was wearing, like, very traditional wear.
Well, yeah. The Irish outfit of a gray t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, and jeans. But would it have been worse if he was wearing, like, full-on Irish step dancing?
I don't know. At least
everyone else was wearing a full-on... Yeah. Like, traditional outfit from their home country.
He had time to learn the dance. He didn't have time to get an outfit together.
At least wear something green, right? He wasn't wearing green.
At least. I mean, it was a bad choice all around. Gray shirt with him dancing. The sweat stains were weird. His performance was weird. His weird pose, the flex.
Oh, yeah.
Was weird. It was so awkward.
I'm 15 years dabbing. Old.
Yeah, it was pretty much a dab, 2001 dab.
Yeah.
But it was so like, I feel so awkward for you.
Yeah, and then
to seal the deal.
Oh, no.
What does he do?
Sings, this land is your land. This land is my land.
That is such a weird choice in the first place of song, but the fact that he leads it. It's like, who are you? Get out of here. You didn't even have a heritage and then, 2 days ago.
I thought that everyone that performed would come out, but it was just Bonnie. So it was like, okay, so it's just made for you two, I guess. And then
everyone else refused. They were like, this is awful and embarrassing. And she's like,
I would be one of those kids being like, the hell? I'd be taking a niece.
She was like, I have to do this because this is my event.
Yeah. Also, his dad is the first one to get up who we don't know has a heritage. He has no heritage.
No, he's American.
Yeah. So then he starts singing weird. And then like his family, I guess, gets up. And then like Russell and his dad get up. And then Bonnie's parents get up. But no one else really gets
up. No one else does. I was waiting for the sombrero kid to stand up. That kid did not. He's like, this shit is heavy on my head. I'm not standing up. No.
It was so awkward and cringy that I had to fast forward. I could not sit through that.
It was how did y'all not laugh? The hell out of this scene when you first watched it?
I don't remember, but probably.
I don't know. I feel like
that is some next level cringe.
Is this better or worse than Miracle in Lane 2?
Oof. That's a good question.
I think Miracle in Lane 2 was definitely crazier. This was just cringy.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Yeah. It was crazy in terms of the execution, which was so super weird, but I think it falls true to the overall message, and I mean, I guess we can talk about that next, about what the moral of the story is. And I would say the moral of The Luck of the Irish, interestingly enough, is that America is a country of immigrants and how we should be very proud and grateful for being Americans.
It really was American propaganda, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It certainly was.
Proud to be an American.
Where at least I know I'm free. Sorry.
That song is so offensive.
Well, I just
and
remember.
Not true.
That's why it's offensive.
Yeah. Well, I just remember after, this is going to be weird, after 9/11 happened, I worked in the... TV production studio at my elementary school, and every Friday we played that song during the announcements because it really rallied us all together because we were remember when something tragic happened in America and we all came together and really like were nice to each other for a really long time
for a little bit
a little bit. Well, it felt like a while compared to
that's
what
true.
Whereas like I guess it was like the beginning of Corona. People, we all corralled together, but then now everyone hates each other.
now it's like, oh, it's so weird. It feels like everyone around me is just like living life normally.
Yeah.
And I'm just like in a vortex. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Are we saying morals?
I guess mine would also be, America. Like, everyone comes to America.
On the boats and on the planes, we're coming to America. Yeah, I think the moral of the story is you can't make your own luck, but you can have a lucky coin.
Yeah,
that makes you lucky.
Confidence.
So don't even try. Confidence. Oh, wait, that's true. You can make your own luck if you have a placebo coin.
Mm-hmm. Confidence is what you need, not luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And then fake some more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know where you can do that? America.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh. Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Guys.
And yeah, also, fake it. The most confident country.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the most good confident point. For the and the worst qualified to be confident right now.
The biggest babies. Yeah.
All right, let's cast ourselves. Who would we play in The Luck of the Irish?
No,
Claire, I think you're going to play Bonnie in this movie. Oh,
interesting. Okay. I had a feeling you might say the mom.
Yeah, I was going to say the mom just because I feel like you'd have fun with that accent.
I do have fun doing the accent. Yeah. I would do Bonnie with an accent.
That's right. Yes, yes.
I'd be like, Kyle, America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're so lucky to be here. And I want to play basketball.
Whoa.
Excellent.
Oscar, you get to be Russell.
I think Oscar would be a cool Russell, but I kind of also think you would be really fun, Riley O'Reilly.
Riley O'Reilly.
Riley O'Reilly, yeah! The old dude?
Would be
the
so
grandfather?
Funny. Be so funny. You would that be is very so funny.
That is very
like
very
I'm
funny.
Not at all saying you remind me of the grandfather. I'm saying you would have so much fun playing the grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. But I am definitely a Russell.
Yeah, Russell would also be a really good one.
Yeah.
And Rachel, I want to see you play Seamus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, saint of the step.
And I want to play the dad.
The dad!
You want to play the dad?
Yes, actually, yes, that is the right answer.
Making faces.
Just, make
just
a
doing
face.
Him, just like scurrying over.
Scurrying.
Just that scene. That whole thing is Rachel. The scene getting to the RV.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, I guess we got to rate it.
Yeah.
But before we do, let's, speaking of dad.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Let's talk about our Zaddy watch. Let's talk about the dad in The Luck of the Irish. I mean, is he hot or not? Where does he place?
Okay, this dad, I actually really love this dad as a dad. So unfortunately, I don't think he's a zaddy to me, but he is prime dad. Like, he is like, we have a scale for zaddies. If we had a scale for daddies, I feel it sounds so weird to say daddies.
Fathers,
daddy,
how about that?
But just
father. Father dad, watch.
With father a scale watch. For fathers.
Yeah, he's father a platinum time. Father.
He's a platinum father because he, you know, is very supportive. He'll lie to you, but then make a face. He's funny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a big old ham. He's not like hot by any standards, but I was like, I found myself in certain moments being like, I would date this man. I would go on a date. I would date him for a minute.
Ooh.
And maybe fall in love and maybe marry him. So in a way, the zaddiness comes from his silly sense of humor.
Yeah. It always
and for
does.
That, yeah, for that. I mean, he's not a gold or a silver zaddy, but he definitely places. I think he's a bronze zaddy for me.
I don't think he's a zaddy at all. So he is a dad to me, but he is a good dad. I like this dad. So it's kind of tricky, though. Because the zaddies become this weird, like, amalgamation of, like, hotness, but also if they're a good dad or not.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what the scale is.
Yeah.
For me, it's like I'm looking for
you're
someone
looking
to
for
father my future children. So
oh,
that's a thing that I look for in my partner.
Oh, okay. That actually
So sometimes
helps.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So
because the way he treats their kids is probably the way he treats his loved ones.
Yes,
and, you know,
true.
So I'm going to be in a relationship with Paul these zaddies. Paul Kiernan,
if you're listening, hit Oscar up because he would date you.
Yeah.
I know.
Also, I was going to say, in the realm of the world, like, he's so great that this woman would leave her family and hide and change her last name so that her family can't find her for this man, because they, like, there's like a Romeo and Juliet aspect to their marriage.
Ooh, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. I'd like to see the prequel.
Yeah, so he's worth it. So he must be some kind of zaddy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bob Smith.
However, there is a little bit of shadiness, though, when you're like, so tell me about you. Tell me about where you're from. He would be shady about it.
Yeah. He'd be like, Cleveland.
Yeah, and I'm like, he's hiding something. That turns me on.
Oh.
That sense of mystery, points. Danger. Yeah, I like that. He looks corny as hell, but he's got a dark side to
him.
Wow,
so you would love Ted Bundy.
Wow. Yep, looks corny as hell, yeah, but it's got a dark side.
My type, serial killers.
Yeah.
Changing the subject.
All right, so let's rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 5 bags of Emerald Isle potato chips.
Oh, okay. Yum. I thought you were going to say the coins.
Yeah, bag of coins.
You know, I didn't want to get but I like chips. I like too on the nose.
I like chips more than gold.
Chips are worth their weight in gold, some might say. Right. I'll go. I'm going to give it 3.5, which actually is higher than I would have thought before watching this time. Yeah, because, like, it's fun. It's okay. It's good. It's kind of like, it's, I don't know, it feels a little bit frantic to me for some reason. It's that novelty-ish thing. So it's like, it's a solid decom, and it's a little bit more fun because it's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's kind of all it feels like to me.
It is very decom, and it does have like that, I guess it's like, it's different. It does have sports, but it is something unique about it. It's a Leprechaun movie. It's the only St. Patrick's Day movie that I can really think of. So like, it is special, and it has a lot of nostalgia for it, because I think a lot of people like it, but I don't care for Luck of the Irish. So I'm gonna give it a 2. I feel like I took off major points because I felt like it was too cheesy a lot of the times when it was like overly like America is great. Irish people came to America and they fought hard and blah blah blah, and I hated that because like right now I'm like kind of like a feeling
even at the time it was like who is this for.
And then that last scene.
In a weird way, it predates, I hate to say it, 9/11.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like they predicted that we would need to come together.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in a bizarre way.
Conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Don't even start, because I'm sure there's conspiracy theories about how Disney planned 9/11 out there.
Oh, gosh.
You know? I'm sure there are.
There's conspiracy theories about everything, but I took off most of my points because that last scene was just, ugh, I hated it. Especially that gray t-shirt. Come on. Stains? No, thank you. Okay. So 2.
Yeah, I thought the movie was sort of corny and really preachy in a way that was like surprising to me, because I didn't expect so much like pro-American propaganda in this movie. However, that being said, I did enjoy, I mean, I enjoyed it. It wasn't something that I like had to slog through. Like, it was entertaining, and it was like sort of, it fit in the realm of it's so bad it's good category, which I, you know, I'm a big fan of. And those supporting characters, I mean, Russell, truly, I think he wins the best friend award. Truly, honestly, what he does is he wins the POC sidekick award of every single DCOM.
Oh my gosh.
Because you know there's one. Russell wins it because he's the best of all those POC best friends that I mean
POC,
oh god,
best friends, man.
Disney Channel,
Disney, even in your movie that's supposedly about diversity.
I know. Good but I didn't hate it, and I hated it just as much, so I'm going to give this a 3. Just
didn't
equal
hate
parts
it,
hate
and I hated
and
it.
Liked.
All right. Well, how about that? That's it. We did it.
We did the luck of the Irish.
The luck of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish.
We did it.
I mean, if they were to do another St. Patrick's movie, like, what other plots could there be? I don't know. Like, I feel like...
The history of St. Patrick, like a biopic on the actual St. Patrick.
A biopic, DCOM. Okay. All right.
He hit some snakes or something.
That's true.
I mean, I want to know.
Snakes out of, yeah. So.
How about someone who's organizing a parade?
Or, I mean, hello, like a documentary about Michael Flatley and the Lord of the Dance.
Do, like, you really want them to do the, like,
it's about time.
The nonfiction, like,
true.
I want to be educated.
You guys. Michael,
not I'm brainwashed.
I do have a, cruise talk story.
What?
I, like, that just for some reason reminded me of when I was on a cruise when I was little. They had these, like, you could sign up for, like, a talent show and do a little talent show. But that was just, like, people would sing a song or do a little dance. This girl legit brought her entire, like, step dance, like, whatever, Michael Flatley type outfit and, like, shoes on her cruise with her. So she could do this tiny talent show that was, like, on a 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, you know? And I, like...
Did she win?
No, no one won. You just performed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was, like, in some random bar. It wasn't even on, like, the big main stage on the Disney cruise.
That reminds me of, like, when kids are like, we're performing at Disneyland. And, like, it means they're on that little tiny stage in California Adventure.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
3 p.m. in the middle of a Wednesday. And no one's in the audience.
Yeah. My high school band got to do, you could open the parade or whatever. They used to have a band that would open.
That's
a
cool. Band. That's very cool.
We did that because they asked, the dance team and the cheerleaders to, or just the dance team to join them. So they had, like, people dancing.
Very cool. I mean, also, damn, it's a great reason to get to go to Disneyland or World.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Also, if I did that, that would be all up on my bio. I'd be like, on my resume, performer at Disneyland, official Disneyland performer, the face of Disneyland.
That's right. Oh, so I should go back and put that on my...
The face.
Without a doubt. The face. Doubt. Why aren't you?
Have I seen that face at Disneyland? Uh-huh.
You have. You have.
This face?
3 p.m.? 3 p.m. California Adventure? Were you the one who saw the show?
The one in the audience.
I walked by on my way to Monsters, Inc.
So you know. You know I'm the face. So then you know I'm the face.
Yeah, I was waiting in line for Loki and Thor, and I had to walk.
I was like, what's that noise? Oh, it's a concert.
Well, that sound that you heard was the dulcet tones of my clarinet.
Ooh, my clarinet. The clarinet, the clarinet goes doodly 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 debt.
Bam 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 ba da. There we go. Claire saying.
So that wraps up another episode of Inside the Disney Vault. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to our Luck of the Irish episode. If you are watching along with us, next week we are watching Hounded.
Ah, Hounded. Okay, so you guys mentioned that it was a dog movie, and I'm feeling a little triggered, especially because after You Lucky Dog, which was the second DCOM back in the day, I'm a little scared. I'm a little wary.
I don't remember this at all, but it does have Taj Mowry in it.
Smart guy! Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, that's exciting. Anybody in the Maori clan, I'm into. Mm-hmm. So, and a POC lead? What?
I'm looking at the
poster.
I'm
very excited about that.
It looks like it's him and a brother, and there's a missing dog. So
okay.
I'm very, very hyped about this one.
I don't want to spoil, but I'm looking at the cast list, and also Shia LaBeouf is on the cast list, and Ed Begley Jr. What?
Ed!
So,
wow.
This is a star-studded dog movie.
I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, was this one of the movies that Shia LaBeouf had to watch Who you watched all his movies? Do you remember that?
Oh, hopefully, because this is one of his movies. Oh, I mean, yeah. Unless he's only doing theatrical releases, but
no, he did the Even Stevens movie. So,
oh, great movie.
Maybe he did Hounded.
He had to.
So, if you want to get your Shia LaBeouf fantasy on, you can watch Hounded on Disney Plus, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can simply write us a message at Inside the Disney Vault on Instagram. And ITDV podcast on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't forget to get those bingo cards ready for when you're watching and listening and thinking of other things that you want to put on a new bingo card in case we haven't covered everything. Yeah,
send us your bingo cards for sure.
Do you guys have any suggestions?
Me? But is there like something like when there's like a shocker, like when one of us are shocked by the rating or something like that?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's fun.
We do that sometimes. Yeah, yeah, I like to do that. I like to do that sometimes. Like to keep it interesting. I know. It is kind of hard, like, from within to be the ones to notice what we do.
Yeah, you tell us what we need.
My whole life just feels like it's all repeated, so I'm the bad judge of what actually is being repeated.
Yeah,
have fun. And even if it's not something that we do often, that's great, too, because when it does happen...
There you go.
It'll be a great
finish
moment.
Your drink. If you're
anytime we say put a pin on it.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a good
that's
one.
A big,
that's a good one. That's become the catchphrase of
season three.
The third season of Inside the Disney Vault.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for listening. Yeah, talk to us. We love you guys. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This is Patrick.
And this is Mark, co-host of Nintendo Cartridge Society.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're your home for all things Nintendo.
On Tuesday, we're talking about the latest Nintendo news.
And on Thursday, we're doing deep dives into specific corners of the Nintendo universe.
Ranking the Koopa Kids.
Determining who the best Smash Fighter is.
That's Nintendo Cartridge Society on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.